Coming up, Polonia Today, a radio program in English on Polish topics with producer and host Debbie Micah.
Afternoon and dobry. I'm Debbie Micah, producer and host of Polonia Today. And on this autumn Sunday afternoon, October 27th, come on out and dance the afternoon away, or just listen to the fabulous award-winning Dennis Poliski and the Maestro's Men, the best polka band in all the land, appearing today from 2 to 6 p.m. at the Associated Polish Home. And as always, Chopin's Concert Rondo Krakowiak welcomes you to WWDB 860 AM and another edition of Polonia Today, a Polish program in English, which includes news from Poland, the cultural corner, the Polish word of the day, events in the greater Delaware Valley Polish American community, and in every program a variety of Polish music, classical, polkas and operettes, folk songs, popular music, and oldies too. And on this Sunday leading up to Halloween, let's begin with Maryla Rodowicz and Pełnia, There's a Full Moon.
Kiedy już gaśnie blask, matka noc nie chodzi spać, budzi nas.
From Poland, Polish MEPs call UN report on women's rights devastating for Poland. Speaking at a press conference in the European Parliament in Strasbourg, MEP Krzysztof Śmiszek argued that the country's abortion ban constitutes inhumane treatment. A debate on Poland's abortion laws is set to take place in the European Parliament, following a request from socialist and liberal MEPs. The discussion will focus on findings by the UN Committee on the Elimination of Discrimination Against Women, which concluded that Poland's current legislation violates women's rights. MEP Joanna Schöring-Wielgus expressed frustration over recurring questions in the Parliament's corridors about why Poland has not addressed the issue of abortion rights. I feel ashamed when I have to explain why this issue remains unresolved, she said, attributing the situation to ongoing hesitations among members of the Trzecia Droga party. This debate will highlight the devastating findings of the UN report report showing how women's rights are treated in Poland, she added. Śmiszek emphasized that a democratic majority in the European Parliament believes that a woman's right to terminate a pregnancy is a fundamental right. He agreed with the UN committee's view that the abortion ban amounts to inhumane treatment, calling it a form of torture directed at a specific group in society, women. The UN report by CADAW, published in August, was the result of an investigation into Poland's abortion laws, which was initiated in 2021. According to CADAW, the country's strict abortion rules lead to serious violations of women's human rights, forcing many women to carry pregnancies against their will, resort to unsafe methods, or travel abroad to seek legal abortion. Under the amendments to abortion laws introduced in 2021, the procedure is only permitted if the pregnancy is a result of sexual assault or incest, or if it poses a direct threat to the women's life or health. And we'll continue with the news after we hear from the sponsors who help to bring you Polonia Today. Let the Associated Polish Home, conveniently located at 9150 Academy Road, just off I-95 in Northeast Philadelphia, make your life a whole lot easier. Looking for an elegant yet affordable space for your wedding reception, or maybe a special birthday, first communion, or graduation party? Plan your special event in the spacious Belvedere Ballroom, the intimate Vistula Lounge, or maybe an outdoor event in the shady picnic Grove. Expert catering, full-service bar, professional hardwood dance floor and stage, safe off-street parking. Polish Home has it all. For pricing, availability, or to view the space, email polishhomerental@gmail.com. I repeat, polishhomerental@gmail.com. Every meal becomes a feast with provisions from Czerw Brothers, the Kielbasy Boys. Kielbasa prepared in brick oven smokehouses, homemade pierogi, bacon, krakowska, and many varieties of sausage. Czerw Brothers, 3370 Tilton Street, Port Richmond, 215-423-1707. Monday through Saturday, stop by. John Czerw always welcomes you with a smile and high-quality, delicious polska kielbasa. 215-423-1707. And we're continuing with the news. The woman who accused Roman Polański of rape in 1973 has decided to withdraw her lawsuit, leading to an amicable resolution of the case as announced by the director's defense last week. Polański, who emigrated from Poland in the late 60s, has long been a figure of considerable controversy worldwide. The actor and director has not admitted guilt, and neither he nor his lawyer has commented on the matter. The woman, whose name has not been revealed, stated that when she was a teenager, Polański took her to dinner at a restaurant in Los Angeles. She claimed that despite her clearly articulated protests, Polański assaulted her, causing her suffering and immense physical and emotional pain. When she felt unwell after drinking tequila, he took her home and forced her into physical contact. The civil lawsuit in which she sought damages was filed in June 2023, just before the expiration of California law that allowed for an extension of the statute of limitations for claims against alleged sexual offenders. Last week, a verdict was also reached in the case brought by British actress Charlotte Lewis against Roman Polański, accusing him of rape when she was 16 and subsequently calling those allegations false. The court of first instance ruled in favor of Polański, stating that his comments in an interview did not constitute an abuse of free speech and did not address the issue of the alleged rape itself. The appeals court in Paris acquitted the director, but only in the civil aspect of the case. And finally, American actor Adrian Brody, who won worldwide recognition for his portrayal of Władysław Szpilman in Roman Polański's film The Pianist, has paid tribute to Polish pianist Janusz Olejniczak, who passed away last Sunday at the age of 72. Olejniczak recorded the piano parts for The Pianist, and it is his hands that can be seen playing the piano in the movie. Brody wrote on Instagram, "Dear Janusz Olejniczak, your incredible sensitivity and remarkable playing of Chopin's work was an invaluable contribution to the making of The Pianist. I remember watching you play in awe and with the utmost respect. It was 24 years ago, yet feels like yesterday. Thank you for all you have given to music and the arts and for making the world a better place. Rest in peace." And that concludes the news from Poland. Coming up next, the Cultural Corner. Let's learn a little Polish and the Philly scene after we hear from the sponsors who helped to bring you Polonia Today. Remember to support the sponsors who support Polonia Today.
Hello, Philadelphia and all around the area. Get ready for the biggest event of the year. It's your chance to hear Dennis Polisky and the Maestro's Men. Sunday, October 27th, the Philadelphia Associated Polish Home wants you to be part of the annual Fall Polka Party with the music of the award-winning Dennis Polisky Maestro's Men. Drinks are available. And of course, they have the best Polish kitchen. To get tickets, call John, 215-906-1825. That's 215-906-1825. What are you waiting for? Call John, 215-906-1825. It's Dennis Polisky and the Maestro's Men, Sunday, October 27th from 2 till 6 at the Associated Polish Home at 9150 Academy Road. You just gotta be there.
Beacon Bridge Wealth Partners exists to help you plan to live well. You may have questions like, how long will my money last? How will I manage changing my health care needs? What purposes can my wealth serve? Our mission is to provide you with holistic guidance that will help make confident decisions, avoid costly mistakes, and achieve meaningful impacts. Connect with us at beaconbridgewealth.com.
Hi, this is Debbie Mica, and you're tuned to the Cultural Corner of Polonia Today, here at the Multicultural Voice of the Greater Delaware Valley, WWDB 860 AM, where today we note the passing of renowned Polish pianist and Chopinist Janusz Olejniczak. And here's the late Janusz Olejniczak himself and Chopin's Ballade No. 1 in G minor, Opus 23. And we're continuing with the cultural corner of Polonia today. Poles are observing the Catholic All Saints Day next weekend, visiting the graves of their loved ones, as is national tradition, often making long journeys to their hometowns to do so. All Saints Day, or the Solemnity of All Saints, is celebrated on the 1st of November to honor all of the saints of the Catholic Church. In the Western Christian Church, Pope Gregory III is often credited with establishing November 1st as the date for All Saints Day. Pope Gregory IV extended the celebration on November 1st to the entire Church. All Saints Day also honors all those who have passed on to the Kingdom of Heaven, according to the Church. It's a national holiday in Poland and numerous other historically Catholic countries. The Catholic faithful are required to attend Mass on All Saints Day. Poles also visit cemeteries to pay tribute to their deceased loved ones, as part of a broader tradition that extends to the All Souls Day on November 2nd. People light vigil candles, a symbol of hope and remembrance of those who passed away, and lay flowers on their graves, a symbol of love. As the custom extends into All Souls Day, Zaduszki, celebrated on November 2nd, when many can do so by attending a musical event dubbed All Souls Jazz, Zaduszki Jazzowe, as part of a long tradition. And we'll conclude the cultural corner with some jazz, Zaduszki Jazzowe from Gdańsk. Polish word of the day, appropriately for Halloween, is witch, czarownica. Repeat after me, czarownica. And here's an example sentence. Każde dziecko zna historię czarownicy Baby Jagi. Every child knows the story about the witch Baba Jaga. So remember to practice czarownica. Let the Associated Polish Home, conveniently located at 9150 Academy Road, just off I-95 in Northeast Philadelphia, make your life a whole lot easier. Looking for an elegant yet affordable space for your wedding reception, or maybe a special birthday, first communion, or graduation party? Plan your special event in the spacious Belvedere Ballroom, the intimate Vistula Lounge, or maybe an outdoor event in the shady picnic grove. Expert catering, full-service bar, professional hardwood dance floor and stage, safe off-street parking. Polish Home has it all. For pricing, availability, or to view the space, email polishhomerental@gmail.com. I repeat, polishhomerental@gmail.com. It's that time of year. Leaves are falling, pumpkins are everywhere, and the award-winning Dennis Polisky and the Meister's Men are returning for the Fall Polka Party, Sunday, October 27th, 2 to 6 p.m. Only at the Associated Polish Home, 9150 Academy Road, Northeast Philly. Polish kitchen, well-stocked bar, spacious hardwood dance floor. Call John Wisniewski and let him know you'll be there. 215-906-1825. Sunday, October 27th at the Associated Polish Home. Hi, this is Debbie Micah, and you're tuned to Polonia Today, here at the multicultural voice of the Greater Delaware Valley, WWDB 860 AM, and here in Philadelphia, the Polish Heritage Society of Philadelphia, an affiliate of the American Council for Polish Culture, invites all to the Gala Polonaise Ball on Saturday, November 9th at the Associated Polish Home, located conveniently at 9150 Academy Road. The honoree, the Polonian activist John Wisniewski. Buffet, supper, music by the TKO band, silent auction, all to benefit the Society's scholarship fund. This year, the Society awarded $12,000 in scholarships, thanks to your generosity. For information and reservations, phone me, 215-627-1391. I repeat, 215-627-1391. And sing with the Marcela Kochańska Sembrich Female Chorus. Rehearsals at the Associated Polish Home every Monday evening from 7 to 9 p.m. Like to sing? Join the chorus. Phone Dolores for more information. 215-633-0560. And as Tyler signals me that today's edition of Polonia Today is drawing to a close, you'll be listening to Dennis Polisky and the Maestro's Men and the Nightingale Polka. Don't miss them. Nothing like hearing the Maestro's Men live and in person at Polish Home today. They're just beginning, so come on out. Till next Sunday at 1:30, happy Halloween. Do usłyszenia.